Good afternoon. Welcome again to our regular press conference after the 75th regular session of the government. As we had announced, we will speak today about migration. We have here Mrs. Vesna Gerkesz, the Minister of the Interior. Without further ado, I would kindly request Mrs. Gerkesz to inform you.
Good afternoon. Well, I will start today's press conference by very quickly touching upon the current issues. You will know that Austria, in recent days, announced to strengthen its criteria for the entry of migrants. We were informed about this in due time. This announced measure is a result of daily coordination between myself and my counterpart in Austria. We have been in contact with her on a daily basis, and we have very well cooperated also at the operational level. That is, the two police organizations have. Both the Slovenian and Austrian governments, as well as the Slovenian and Austrian police, will keep cooperating in the future as well. All countries concerned agree that we need to open the way only to the migrants who are eligible to international protection, and we should exclude those who can be identified as economic migrants and those that in any way misuse and abuse the migratory flow in order to get to target countries for other reasons such as studies, employment, reunification with their relatives, and so on. This will release and free migratory capacity for those that really need help, those who flee from persecution, and this will also be a sign to migrants who are not eligible to international protection that they will not have the possibility to enter the European Union. Only in this way will all countries concerned be able to decrease the severe migratory pressures we have been suffering from since last year. As has also been announced, the government at its session today, in accordance with the plans adopted in January, first discussed the recent development, the recent trends. Also, we discussed the activation of some measures that had been adopted in the past. In addition, we passed some further measures. There are three basic groups of measures. Firstly, we will gradually increase the oversight of the external Schengen border. Secondly, we will activate Article 37A of the Defense Act. And the third group relates to measures relating to the list of safe countries of origins. Let me start with group one first. That is a gradual intensification of the Schengen border, of the external Schengen border, that is, and its oversight. Only foreigners complying with entry conditions will be allowed to enter. Slovenia has decided on stopping the transit or opening up the transit to those who are not eligible. We will stick to the Schengen code provisions. The police will also reject those who do not comply with the criteria and those who have not applied for international protection. You will know that the government of the Republic of Slovenia follows the decisions of the National Assembly. Our National Assembly has decided that we should approach the management of the migratory flow in a humanitarian way. We will respect this in the future too. However, we will narrow down the criteria for letting migrants entry based on Article 5 of the Schengen code. Over the last weekend, there has been some response to these new measures, and control and examination of the compliance with criteria has already been strengthened. We have reported on this so far. databases, including the Schengen database and Interpol database, have been examined in an even more increased way. Nationality checkups have been done. Then language specificities have been checked and verified, as well as objectives of further travel, the existence of passports and other travel documents, and so on. Now, Slovenia will, in the next days, further strengthen these criteria in order to reduce the number of migrants along our route, and in order to enable proper protection to those who need protection. Austria, as you will know, has already announced the actual numbers of migrants it is willing to accept within the quotas. Slovenia has determined some additional criteria for managing the migratory flow. This will additionally be operationalized at the level of the police. So we will keep an eye on the quotas announced by the Austrian colleagues. We will also apply our own criteria. I have recently had a discussion with the Austrian Interior Minister and informed her that we will monitor as well as act according to the quotas announced by Austria. Let me further on deal with the measures adopted by the government. First of all, there will be reduction relating to the transportation of migrants. Migrants will be getting to the border either individually or in an organized way. In the green border, there is no special events to be reported on. The police deals and treats those intercepted at the green border in the way it is supposed to. We will consistently reject everyone that does not meet the criteria and does not intend to apply for international protection. Now, if there is a large number of intentions expressed to apply for international protection, we will also deal and consider the fact that they are situated in a safe country of the EU. We will apply Article 5 of the Schengen Code, meaning that we will treat migrants on an individualized basis, and we will also afford appropriate treatment to those coming from third countries that may not be designated safe countries of origin. Now, the government has also decided on the activation of Article 37A of the Defense Act. The government will propose to the National Assembly to decide that the Slovenian Armed Forces may apply the extraordinary emergency authorizations as of the 22nd of February 2016. The method as to how these additional authorizations will be implemented will also be specified later on within a specific plan. Now, the government has also made decisions today about the list of safer countries of origin. This is an important decision that was taken at today's sessions. In accordance with the relevant EU directive, it is allowed to designate a national list of countries, of safe countries of origin. A country is designated a safe country of origin if, on the basis of its legal position, the use of law within a democratic system, or general political circumstances, it can be concluded that there is no persecution, torture, inhumane treatment or punishment in that country, and there is no armed conflict there. So this list now includes Albania, Algeria, Bangladesh, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Montenegro, Egypt, Kosovo, Macedonia, Morocco, Serbia, Tunisia, and Turkey. Now, the purpose of adopting this list of safe countries of origin is to enable Slovenia to make faster decisions in international protection cases. The mere fact that a country is on this list of safe countries of origin does not mean automatically that the competent authorities will not deal with the relevant applications for international protections. There may be some individual circumstances whereby a person coming from these countries may also be afforded international protection. In the end, let me also mention a wider context that is also very important for our discussions and decision-making, that is, for decisions made by the government of Slovenia. In the letter sent by the President of the European Commission to our Prime Minister, responding to our Prime Minister's initiative about how to act in Macedonia. Now, in this letter, there were three important issues highlighted. Firstly, it should be our joint objective to once again put in place conditions in which the Schengen system will be fully operational without temporary controls. Secondly, migrants not eligible to international protection should be systematically rejected and returned. And thirdly, asylum shopping should be prevented by everyone, that is, by all countries. We should reject those who do not meet criteria and those migrants or refugees who have not intended to apply for international protection. Now, we believe these measures are very acceptable and we tend to follow them. We definitely also intend to provide international protection to those who really need it. In this way, and through these measures, we are protecting the interests of our citizens as well as the interests of the entire European Union. Now, as regards the wider context, at this moment, it is clear that a pan-European solution is non-existent. We are witnessing unilateral measures and actions taken by individual countries, although some coordination is visible. In particular, Austria and Slovenia have been cooperating and coordinating their activities very well, and this has been today confirmed by Austria itself. I have been extremely well cooperating with the Minister of the Interior of Austria, and our measures have been consistent and coordinating. I also welcome the initiative expressed by our Prime Minister. It was well accepted. If we manage to ensure additional control at the Greek-Turkish border in order to curb illegal migration, and if we help Macedonia, this will also relieve pressure on our borders. Of course, the European Union should continue to help those fleeing conflict and war zones. Slovenia, in this context, has a sovereign right and obligation to take its own measures and in this way to prevent Slovenia becoming a pocket. In this way, we can also protect our own interests.
Thank you, Minister. Thank you for the presentation of the measures taken today. Let me announce an informal briefing for tomorrow where we'll provide you with additional, more operational affairs, or in other words, answer your additional questions. So the floor is yours, Pop TV. Madam Minister, you mentioned Article 37A and its invocation about further strengthened cooperation between the police and armed forces. I wish to ask you in principle about general numbers expected, about the number of soldiers or members of the Slovenian armed forces. Are they going to only be protecting the razor wire fence or any other parts of the green border? This is my question. Well, thank you for your question. As you have already stated yourself, the specific operational plan will be within the domain of the police and the armed forces. The rules of the participation of the armed forces has already been defined. Of course, they will be oriented in the priorities on the border. On the other hand, of course, it is true that we'll need to ensure the protection of technical sources on the border, regarding the fact that in the past we've had some negative experience with the Republic of Croatia. More pressure on the green border is to be expected, and appropriate measures have to be taken. This is one of the reasons why we made a more professional assessment about the need of armed forces, in other words, of invocation of the article of the Defense Act that ensures additional powers to the armed forces, especially in reference to the border protection. Looking at a wider picture, we can see that all countries are now introducing more strict measures, and they are stepping up with their protection on the borders. But it will all depend, of course, on the reaction of the Republic of Croatia. That means if Croatia works with us and if we'll be in a good position to reject migrants that will not be eligible to enter Slovenia, then we'll have no problem whatsoever. If there is no cooperation between Slovenia and Croatia in that respect, then, of course, we'll have to see what can be done. Delo newspaper, this was exactly my question as well. You mentioned an extremely good cooperation with Austria. You're suggesting it will all depend on the measures. Well, considering the measures that will be taken by Slovenia, it will all depend on the reaction of Croatia. All the measures that you have now adopted will, of course, lead into our work being dependent on Croatia. What can be expected? What kind of measures are you expecting on behalf of Croatia? Have there been some complications? Well, there have been complications between Croatia and Serbia on their border as for rejection and returning the migrants back to Serbia. On Croatia, well, let me emphasize the following. In order to successfully manage the migratory flow, it all depends on all countries. And Croatia, again, has to cooperate with its neighboring countries. But in order to manage the migration flow successfully, we need to make sure that the migratory flow slows down, that it is not as strong as it has been. We've had a very good cooperation, and it's a good example of our cooperation with Austria. We've been in cooperation all the time. So all the measures that need to be undertaken on the external border of the EU, we need to ensure that this is a precondition for successful operation of Schengen border. Croatia has an external border of the European Union as well, which means that the migrants are arriving to Slovenia via two external borders of the EU. So if the both countries introduce and perform all the measures on their behalf, then the situation on our border will end up being much different. This means that Croatia will have to do its job, so to speak. On Monday, I'm meeting with the Croatian Minister of the Interior. Croatia will have to start utilizing its capacities, and it will have to stop the policy of as rapid crossing over the Croatian territory as possible. And this is what we were witnessing in the past. Croatia is obliged to also comply with the Schengen Code. We have mentioned a number of times that our legal service has mentioned a number of times that Croatia is obliged to follow the rules and regulations within the Schengen Code. So We need to ensure the protection of the Schengen. Looking at the Republic of Macedonia, Macedonia truly is a good example of a country that invests, has been investing maximum effort to protect the border, even though it is not a member state of the European Union. Their official position is the following. The management of the migratory flow and prevention of illegal crossings is their obligation. And as a future member state of the European Union and Schengen, this country has truly been an exemplary candidate, and it has to be congratulated on that. These are the key starting points for my discussion with the Croatian Minister of the Interior. I intend to debate all those matters, but of course I expect good spirit of cooperation, respect of rules and following those rules, which is for the benefit of not only Slovenia, but it is also in the interest of the Republic of Croatia, since it will avoid potential problems. Večer newspaper first. Madam Minister, Austria announced that this year it is going to ensure international protection for 37,000 people. Is there a figure for Slovenia as well? How many asylum seekers can be accepted by Slovenia? Secondly, did you talk about any kind of support and aid to Macedonia at the government session today? Thank you for your questions. On the quota that Austria is supposed to implement regarding the asylum seekers, it still holds true that Austria is still verifying whether this is in compliance with its legislation. From what I know, by the end of March, they are expecting to receive their legal opinion, since the right to international protection is the core right within the international law. So now, apparently, there's no legal basis for Austria to limit it in any way, shape, or form. That's why Austria is requesting the additional legal opinion. Within this migratory crisis, Austria has undertaken huge burden and received many asylum seekers, which truly is positive on behalf of Austria. It has been positively approaching the resolving of this issue. So one of those measures is applying for additional legal opinion. As for Macedonia, considering the initiative provided by our Prime Minister suggesting that the border control between Macedonia and Greece has to be strengthened, it is also a matter of our constant debates with Macedonia. Our police is already present there. In the future, we'll keep up with our support in any way, shape, or form, and we'll keep encouraging all other countries to respond as quickly as they can. This is of extreme importance for Slovenia as well, to lessen the migratory pressure on our country. TV Slovenia, I have a question about the implementation and implementation of the Article 37A. The Slovenian Ombudsman asked for the constitutional review of this article. So how is it going to be implemented? Do you have a specific figure about how many armed forces will help the police? On the constitutional review suggested, it is very difficult for me to prejudice at this moment about what the final decision will be. It is a fact that the presence of the armed forces is of extreme importance, considering the fact that the migratory flow has remained strong. If the figures keep up rising, this will be necessary for the police to be given support. According to the Schengen Code, the police is the only body competent for the protection of the Schengen border, so this pressure will be distributed between two bodies. And the second question about the number of the armed forces, I have no answer to that question as of yet, but the plans have already been coordinated. Reuters TV, my colleague, in a way, asked my very question about the Ombudsman's proposal for constitutional review. Could you still repeat the countries that you mentioned as the safe original countries again? So the list is the following: Albania, Algeria, Bangladesh, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Montenegro, Egypt, Kosovo, Macedonia, Morocco, Serbia, Tunisia, and Turkey. Thank you, and now let us have the last round of questions, please. Al Jazeera, invoking of Article 37A, was mentioned. Was that a response to the strike by the police? Did you make a decision to do that because your police were on strike? No, the activation of Article 37A has nothing to do with the police being on strike. Thank you, Channel A, Canal A. TV station. My colleague reminded me of the police on strike. The police say that the government stopped the negotiations process, that they accepted their proposal. Could you just provide us with an explanation why the process has stopped? Is government intending the continuation of negotiations at some further point? The government actually didn't stop the process of negotiations, and the situation is such that the joint committee on both sides rejected the last proposal of the government, and they presented us with their own proposal that exceeded our financial mandate that the government had in possession at that time. It went back to the government, which ended up deciding that due to the limitations to the financial resources, there are no additional funds available for further negotiations with the trade unions. If you remember, the government negotiation team had a mandate to abolish the key anomalies in the payment, in the salaries of the police officers, and within this process, nothing was really stopped. Everything that came to a halt was the consequence of the fact that this current government is the only government so far with a serious intention to conclude this story. We do not wish to prolong our decisions for the future as it was the case in the past, and I believe that the negotiation team made their job really well within the truly limited financial resources, especially in the eyes of adopting our financial obligations towards the police. As for the continuation of this procedure, I can tell you that since this process is still going on, I do not wish to talk about it in detail, but I can assure you that the negotiation process was truly good on both sides. Certain solutions were found, and they are in the interest of the police. It is true, though, that the public financing framework is rather limited at this point, and on a number of occasions, we made that point. It has to be emphasized that there is no obligation of the government to ensure linear lowering of the salary, not even in one single percentage point, but we invested maximum efforts into finding a solution in these lengthy hours of negotiations, and we made steps towards the suggestions on the table in order to abolish anomalies in the police. We detected which jobs within the police are most malnutritioned and are not evaluated sufficiently. Since I do not wish to talk about specific proposals, I can only tell you that if the trade union side accepted our last government proposal, taking into account all the measures looking at the labor costs within the public sector for 2016, a police where the anomalies, in other words, the police who would be in a better position according to that decision, would receive an additional 13th salary with all the benefits. We also need to note that in 2016, when a high school system is going to be established, the basic salary will be risen by 12.3%. So looking at the whole picture, our negotiation team came up with a proposal taking into account the plan of salaries for 2016. Furthermore, we came up with a number of suggestions to abolish salary anomalies. Last but not least, the act on the labor conditions within the police was also referring to improving the status on the job for the police. Looking at labor costs, actually, we'll have a possibility of promotion system in accordance to which as many as 75% of the police will receive a higher salary as of the 1st of January. Again, the appraising system will be improved, and on the 1st of September, the so-called decompression will also be in place. So all of these measures are included in our proposal on the table. On the other hand, I need to present you with a more wide perspective. Within our budget, we managed to ensure a lot. So the perspective for the future within the police is much better than in the past years. Looking at the total budget for the police, adding all the funds allocated in 2015, looking also into the budget for 2016-17, additional €87 million have been insured for the police. This year, we're planning to purchase more equipment, vehicles. We're also going to perform necessary investments amounting to €35 million. Actually, in the past years, nothing was invested in the police. So I can openly state at this point that myself with the team managed to do more for the police than in all the past years. Of course, I understand the demands of the trade unions. They are truly legitimate, which is something I've always agreed with. Through the process of negotiations, we presented the police with very good proposals to improve the social status of the police. Looking at human resources, again, we made a huge step forward last year. More than 300 additional jobs were approved of by the government, and then 987 people improved their situation with a permanent job. And as we all know, the police lacks operational level measures, and this will also be improved. I had a discussion with the Minister of Defense. The two of us are going to study the potential joint synergy between the two ministries that will improve and rationalize our state of business. As you know now, and as you can see, there are many systemic measures that follow our main objective to handle the situation of the police and ensure a better condition for their work as a whole. At the end of this year, we'll see all the improvement taking place. And in a way, we responded to the demands within the strike. This was the main objective of our administration. And we also have public tenders already published. As mentioned, I do understand the demands of the police. I do understand their lack of satisfaction. As of day one, I have been investing all my efforts to fulfill our objectives, and I believe that the results are already at hand. All in all, not only me personally, but the government as a whole has shown its awareness of the importance of our police, and we're going to continue with the good work. As mentioned, our financial framework is limited since it is also intended for our state to work without any problem.
Thank you. And now the very last question. Can you either confirm or reject that in this lack of agreement with the trade unions, the difference is about 13 million? You are talking about 7 million of additional money and the trade unions request 20 million. Is this correct? Secondly, accommodation centers are a reason for concern in Slovenian communities. Where will you place people in Slovenia if many of them request international protection? What are the plans and figures here? Well, this is a number of questions, actually. Regarding accommodation centers, we had explained this in the past in a very generous manner. Accommodation centers are intended to manage migratory flows. If there is a larger number of applicants for international protection, we will activate other forms of measures. So there are two standards here. One relates to transit, whilst the contingency plan has also been prepared, and capacities for international protection seekers would then be activated in line with the contingency plan. Well, negotiations with the trade unions have not failed. You need to be aware that a negotiating process is a continuous process. We have managed to find agreement on some aspects, and there are a number of issues that are still open. Once again, let me tell you that agreements on holding strikes do not define that all salaries of police officers should be increased, neither is there the percentage of increase defined. The process is still underway. The government has been examining the current system. A number of anomalies in the salary system has been identified. I believe that we have done our job very well. The anomalies we have identified will be done away with, and this will definitely improve the situation of police officers. But as I said, we do have to stick to our financial framework, the budgetary framework, if you will. We need to operate within the current mandate. We are still looking for possibilities to find any other options within the existing frameworks. We have also asked the two trade unions to come forward with their own proposals. I still claim that we have prepared very good proposals. Thank you very much. The press conference on the migratory flows is now ended. As regards the accommodation centers, they are planned in a number of different locations, including Vrhnika, Shenčur, Černý List, and so on. Can you confirm any of these, or are these locations still open and pending? The local inhabitants, of course, are very interested to know. Well, you have mentioned a number of locations, and of course, there different capacities may be engaged, either accommodation capacities, capacities for international protection seekers according to the contingency plan. We have been cooperating very well with the local communities. We have regularly informed them, so you do not have to expect any major surprise. Thank you very much. Tomorrow you will have an informal briefing, so all your questions will be answered also tomorrow. Thank you.